Welcome to Biz Takeouts, Biz Community's sound bite-sized business news to go. I'm your host, Retendo Nyamuda. Coming up on the Takeouts menu, an unforgettable conversation with MD of Mentospot, Nico Ulf.
As a business owner, you need to pay over your employees' pay as you earn. So you are registered, you need to hand in their RFP files. That is a legal obligation. So I as a company need to pay your pay as you earn because it is your money. That is the biggest problem. So if they don't do it correctly, I'm actually stealing from you and from every individual that's working for my company that I'm not doing it correct for.
It's time for Biz Takeouts.
Currently, when you are out of this country for more than 183 days, you are not liable to pay tax within South Africa.
Okay.
So it means, let's say I earn X amount overseas. I work in Angola and I earn 150,000 rand per month. Now, I already have to pay my dues at that side. But when I come to this country, I don't have to pay any tax. But I still make use of our public roads and our hospital, you know, all these kind of stuff I make use of. But I don't pay any tax.
Mm.
So what they've done is they've recently put a law in place that will tax you even if you're working out of the country. Now, this will obviously have a massive impact on individuals that is earning money that side because now they're going to be... It's almost like you're going to be double taxed.
Mm.
But you will never be taxed more than what our tax bracket in South Africa is. So unfortunately, South Africa is one of the highest income tax paying countries in the world. I think it's number 6 or 5th, up to 45% that you can be taxed. And these guys are taxed up to 45%. But now what happens is if he earns money that, let's say in the Congo or Angola, I don't know what example I use, their tax is usually capped to about 36%.
Okay.
So what will happen is that difference will be taxed this side. So let's say they pay 38% that side, then they'll have to pay the other 7 or 8 or 10% this side that they did not pay that side, up to 45%. So you won't pay a full amount that side and also a full amount this side. And at the end of the day, you're going to be taxed 78%. It won't happen at all.
Okay.
But you will be taxed accordingly.
Okay. And what are the implications of that for, because obviously that's going to negatively impact one's business or one's company or one's earning potential?
Of course. I think the individual as such is the one that's going to is going to be affected the most, as well as people who wants to employ South Africans, skilled South Africans, on a project based in, let's say, in Africa or wherever it might be, because now that person is liable for the tax. So he's going to have to pay the tax that side and this side.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, it's not South Africans are usually seen as cheap labor, which will not be the case anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that is more or less the impact it will have, I think, in the next 3 to 5 years.
You mentioned something interesting that we have one of the highest tax rates in the world.
Mm.
Why is that? And is there a way that we can restructure to get that tax rate down?
Yeah. So, look, I don't know why it is. But unfortunately, you know, that is... Okay, well, I actually do have an idea why. Okay, this is just a... We are only about 5 to 6 million taxpayers in South Africa. And we are a country of 60 million people. So, unfortunately, you know, there's only 5 million people carrying a whole country of 60 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So, for that to work out, you're going to need to pay quite a high amount of tax. If it's Income Tax Act, Business Act, whatever it might be, there's not a lot of people paying tax. And like I said previously, your skilled labor people is the ones that's affected the most. Because 70% of our workforce is people earning below the threshold, earning below 17,000 rand per month. And you only get taxed to about, if you earn more than 8,000 rand per month anyway. So that is why there's not a lot of taxpayers. And that is why we need to increase our own personal income tax.
And what are the implications of not paying your tax? Because it's so easy to look at that tax amount, get a little bit scared and say, actually, I'm not going to pay my tax returns.
Yeah, it's actually, SARS has a lot of power. SARS is actually the only entity in the country that can blacklist you without even sending out a notice. So you can be blacklisted, court mandated, blacklisted, done, end of story, if you are not tax compliant in this country. And, you know, I've worked with a few clients that had this issue before, and it's not an easy thing to just go and SARS will say, okay, cool, you know, you're not blacklisted anymore. But to get that off your name is massive. So financially, it will definitely have an impact on you. You know, SARS has the authority to blacklist you as an individual and also pursue a criminal case. Tax evasion is quite a serious criminal act in this country, due to the fact that there's so many people trying to evade it or avoid it. You can't.
What advice do you have for businesses when it comes to income tax?
Specifically Income Tax Act. As a business owner, or you need to pay over your employees' pay as you earn. So you are registered, you need to hand in their RFP5s. That is a legal obligation from your side. So the tip I do have is, well, look, I can't actually give a tip on it. I mean, it's actually quite simple. There's a table and you need to pay it. But what we can do is the tip I can give them is go to someone who can give them some financial advice in structuring that person's tax correctly, like a payroll system. I mean, that is obviously something we do. We are a glorified payroll system, if you want to put it that way. But yeah, try to maximize that person's personal income, so his net pay. That is what you want to focus on. But obviously do it legally, according to what SARS tells you. I know it's sometimes tough. You know, there's a lot of business owners who does not have a clue, especially new SMEs, what to do, how many to pay over, how does this work, how do I, what's the codes I must put in at the end of the financial tax year. That is where we come in. You know, we like to take this burden over and actually give more money in your employees' pockets by taking over this burden. We take over your whole admin, payroll, HR function. At no cost, you know. If let's say there's the salary bill is 1 million rand per month, give it to me. You know, I'm happy. It will stay 1 million rand a month, but your people will get a salary increase. I'll take over your admin, your payroll, your HR, the legal side of it. Otherwise than that, the only other advice I can give them is see a financial professional. Go see an accountant or an auditor to say, listen, this is what I have. I have 3, 4, 5, 6 employees or 100. How can we maximize their net income legally, and just make sure that you submit your things correctly to SARS, especially your RFP files, because someone's pay as you earn, it's almost like I'm taking money from you. So I as a company need to pay your pay as you earn, because it is your money. That is the biggest problem. So if they don't do it correctly, I'm actually stealing from you and from every individual that's working for my company that I'm not doing it correct for. So there can be so many counts of stealing. Actually, it is exactly what it is if I don't pay it over correctly. So, yeah, make sure you do.
And that's a wrap on today's show. Biz Takeouts. Take it where you like it, when you like it, how you like it.